joined by Jordan Arts from Auckland band Leisure, who are one of the finalists for this year's Tate Music Prize. How's it going, Jordan? How are you?
It's going pretty well, man. There's a cyclone bursting outside, but I'm happy to be inside the car.
So what does it mean for you to be nominated for the Tate Prize?
It's kind of amazing, really. Like, I feel like I don't really know enough about it, but I just know that a lot of people that have won it in the past have been people that, or artists, you know, that we've respected for such a long time. So it's kind of, to be in the mix for it is, it's a cool feeling.
How did Leisure start exactly? Sort of, when did you come up with the idea to get together?
It's almost like 2 years now, which is kind of crazy. It feels like it's going really fast. But it's basically born out of the idea of coming together and just writing music without any intention, really. So the fact that we ended up finding a name for it and sort of having a base for people to listen to it, it's kind of crazy that it's got this far. But it all started out in Murawai. We'd actually hired a Airbnb and flipped some of the rooms into different studios. So, yeah, it kind of gave us this, I guess, an outlet to just create without any intention. And there's actually no rule book. So whatever we came up with, it was just existed. There was no genre, no influence, no nothing. And then, we ended up making about 10 songs.
There was a lot of mystery about you before the album came out. When you were dropping those early singles, not many people knew much about who Leisure was. Was that a mystique you were trying to create?
I think, honestly, it was like to the point where we're just so studio-based and we're so sort of like, I wouldn't say we're introverted, but we definitely prefer writing music rather than, you know, being on the front cover of anything or anything like that. So it was kind of more to the point that we just hadn't taken a promo photo yet. But once we had the tunes kind of more or less good to go, we kind of started to think about the artwork side of things and how that might look and all that kind of stuff. And so we made some artwork and it was just all sort of organic from there.
Was it always your intention to put those original singles on the album? Because they came out quite a while before the actual album.
I guess they were kind of songs that we had for a while, but I think our motive, I guess, is to have all these songs and they exist as a period of time or a statement as a collection. So it kind of made more sense for us to all release the tracks together in one kind of package, I guess.
What was the recording process like for this album?
Oh man, it was split over quite a long time. So some of the songs were actually kind of done like in the dead of winter, and then other tracks are done like at the height of summer. So I guess when you listen to the album, you might be able to pick out which ones were done when. But in terms of a process, it's just kind of like having that no rules system where we can fade in and out of different rooms and add stuff. So, you know, it's not like you're focusing all this energy onto one thing that should succeed.
Mm.
It's just having five different personalities and ideas constantly revolving. So it's kind of refreshing for us. I think individually we'd never been in a situation like that. And I think once we realized that it could work, it was almost like this success. It was like, wow, this can actually work like this. And,
yeah.
You know, it was new and fresh.
Would I be right in thinking you were heavily influenced a lot by sort of 80s R&B and dance music when making this album?
It's tricky, yeah, because I think like individually we're all into such different stuff, so it's kind of hard. I'd say that some of the boys definitely don't listen to that stuff. But then, you know, there might be some of us that are really into it. So it's kind of, I don't know, I think one of the coolest things with Leisure is that we're into our own things individually, but when we come together it's something that we can't quite put a finger on. And I think that's probably, at least for me, I love music that I can't quite figure out straight away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to have a lane or a genre attached to it. It just is songs. And I think that was probably quite a big thing for us as well, just to make songs. And it didn't actually matter where they fell in just in terms of a genre or a lane. They were just songs.
Because it's quite hard to put a label on your sound exactly.
Yeah, and I always think it's like quite a wanky thing. Like,
yeah.
you ask people, they're like, oh, you know that it's like it's one genre, but they try and tell you that it's something else. And I'm very cautious of it sounding like that. But I think it's also something that it doesn't quite have a lane. and that might be an okay thing for now.
Moving forward, what next for Leisure? I believe you're working on another album at the moment.
Yeah, album number two, man, it's happening. So we're kind of halfway through that, and it can be tricky because we need to be in the right headspace to remove ourselves from this kind of, I guess, classic studio situation. So we do have to make trips away and out of those situations, because both Jason and Josh, who are kind of, I guess, the two go-to engineers for that, they do that for a job, you know, so they have that full week of dealing with, you know, mixing stuff in a studio. And then, you know, the rest of the boys chime up on a Friday night and they're still there in the same seat doing the same operation. You know, it's like making a point of difference to kind of get out of the studio and get out to somewhere incredible and kind of have a new headspace for it. And I think that's actually quite a really strong point of the group and like why the songs sound the way that they can.
Just finally then, do you think Leisure is going to turn into a bit of a long-term project?
Absolutely, man. I think like with Leisure, it's kind of this thing that we try not to put too much pressure on, because I think when you do that, there's always that ability for it to not succeed or not fulfill your expectations. So Leisure was always something that we kind of wanted to have, you know, for a long time, so we could enjoy it and it could always be this outlet rather than this being this stress or success-based project.